Sister Carolyn Gornik-Krupkowski, a Benedictine sister of Erie, Pennsylvania, has been a retreat leader and spiritual animator for more than 30 years. Welcome to her conversations and interactive reflections on creation spirituality. May they deepen your love affair with creation and lead you to meet God, self, and others through a new lens. Learn more about the Benedictine Sisters of Erie at eriebenedictines.org.
Audrey Hepburn once said, "The best thing to hold on to in life is each other." Her inspirational message greeted me on the cover of a Christmas card that shows my two great nieces, Audrey and Sabine. As I record this podcast, I see the card right in front of me on the bulletin board above my work desk. It reminds me of today's theme, "Oh, what fun!" Those words also appear on the front of said Christmas card. Where am I going with this introduction? Perhaps I'm thinking about the legacy we leave to our children, grandchildren, or, in my case, nieces, nephews, and all the greats and grands as the lineage may be. Perhaps I'm grateful for relationships, whether they be family-oriented, friends, co-workers, community members, yes, all relationships. Actually, I want to focus on the theme, "Oh, what fun," as an integral element of life itself. I recall this quote from our sister Mary Lou Kanacki, quote, "The sun rises again. Is this not a miracle? Opening my eyes wide, the glory of God is revealed." End quote. Wow! Would that I could remember her words each and every morning. Is life not a miracle? As Benedictines, the foundation of our prayer rests in Scripture and in the Psalms, and always includes music, songs. Here's what the psalmist provided today for me, for my consideration. "Let my cry reach you, O God. Give me understanding. Let my words proclaim your praise, because you teach me your ways. Let me sing of your promise. Your law is my delight." Oh, what fun! Life is a miracle. Following that brief midday prayer, of course, lunch is provided and table conversation. Today, I was treated with the excitement of our sister Norma Jean, who celebrates her 90th year of life. What a treat for her that every one of her nieces, nephews, siblings came to Erie for the grand celebration, from the far west coast to the east, with several states in between. They came. Norma Jean was astounded when she learned that plans for this Erie reunion birthday began a year ago. Of course, she was not included in that original planning. Even now, she is simply guided through these days, not in charge, only invited to receive the congratulations and the blessings. I said this to her. "Their effort in coming together is making a statement about your whole family. Cherishing you, Norma Jean, they give witness to both the diversity and the unity of family." Her response was, "Yes, I am the very first one in the family who has lived to celebrate 90. Oh, what fun! Is this not a miracle? Now, before we meet Norma Jean, I invite you to recall a birthday celebration that was fun and perhaps seemed like a miracle. Reflect on that one time as we pause. Welcome, Norma Jean. I'm so happy to be with you. And I know today is actually the 90th birthday. Wow.
Yes, Carolyn. Born in 1931.
And wonderful.
Welcome to my family this past weekend who helped me celebrate.
You had a large group of people. Before we get to your family, I want to ask you, how do you feel on this special birthday?
I'm feeling very well. I'm happy and gracious to God for the life that I have been given.
Yeah. So many years. I know you entered in your 50s, and I entered in 62. And I always look up to the people who had entered first. We're not so many years apart, but I respect you, and you give witness to me of prayer, contemplative prayer. And I know we sat in silence for a few minutes before this started. Was that important to you?
It certainly was, and I would never miss community prayer if, for a special reason, I might have to miss, but it's part of my life. It's part of how I breathe, how I walk, how I sing, how I dance, and I'm in love with God.
Beautiful answer. You remind me of our Benedictine charism, to seek God. To seek God and to respond in prayer and ministry. And you just spoke so beautifully of that.
Well, I've had several experiences of working with people in our city. I'm so grateful to God that I had the energy to be with these different groups, teaching, administrating, and sometimes helping them to seek God, the mm-hmm. God they love.
Mm-hmm. You did some special, counseling work with special people.
Yes, I was a part of the team at Ecclesia Center in Girard,
right.
Pennsylvania. And I did spiritual direction there with the residents I had come. And I also, when we started out, I did everything. Kept the set of books, did the cooking, did the cleaning, did everything. But it was such a wonderful experience with people I never knew who came to be healed.
Beautiful. Well, let's get to that beautiful family.
Oh, my goodness.
I know earlier in this podcast I said to you that what a witness, that cherishing you, it's also witness of the unity and the diversity in your family. Where did these people come from? I know lots of different places.
Well, some of them came from different parts of the country. There was a group from Bend, Oregon, Nemos, Idaho, Gilbert, Arizona, Alfred Station and Collins, New York, Westfield Center, Huron, Sylvania, Ohio, Bloomfield, Connecticut, Port Orchard, Washington, and then all my love sisters from Erie, Pennsylvania.
I really asked you to read those because it just impressed me that the effort that these people made to travel, and you were saying just a little bit ago to me at lunch today how it was at your brother you wondered how he could travel this so far. So this is proof of them loving you, but I believe loving the family. It was like a birthday reunion for them. You hadn't seen these people.
For a long time, Carolyn.
Yeah, for a long time.
And they were eager and anxious to get to Erie.
Right.
And they planned all this in my absence. And I was continually surprised at the people that came and at the different activities that they planned. And we had several wonderful meals together.
I know you commented that they started planning 1 year ago.
Yes, that's what I was told.
And you couldn't do anything, and even now you said, they won't let me do anything. You simply received their blessing, their celebration. That's just a beautiful, beautiful example of families, and we need that so much today.
They all of God are of God.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And churchgoers and lovers and I'm happy to be with them.
And I know some of those are children of your sister Carol.
Yes.
And I knew Carol. I knew her. She was so special to you.
And yes, we weren't even a year apart in age. And everything Carol experienced first, then I experienced in her name. And we had wonderful years together. We were taught by the Benedictine sisters, and that was special to us. And yeah. We have stayed close to the sisters, and I entered
yeah.
them.
She died young, didn't she?
Only 52, left yeah. 9 children.
Yeah.
And they're all doing well.
Yeah. I know that sense of loss, too. As you know, I lost my sister just
yes.
a couple of years earlier than yours, and that's a loss. But to see her children here this weekend, that was very special.
Very special. They've grown and they've become wise, and they tell me what to do now.
That's right. And it's both for both of us. It's hard to do, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. definitely.
To be told. But I want to go back to that idea of coming in the 50s. Okay. And then I came in the 60s. But how was that for you? Like, or how, more importantly, how do you see what's happening today in community compared to the 50s? What is that for you?
Well, there's a lot more freedom today. And I observed the rule of Benedict when I came in the 50s. And it was okay. We worked hard, and we prayed not just 3 times a day, but we came together 7
yeah.
times a day. Now, some of the hours were combined, but it was a wonderful beginning to a life of gracious mm-hmm. living and hospitality and love of God.
Well said, well said. Does what's happening today frighten you or excite you? Or you said there's more freedom. I mean, and we see we're fortunate to have people coming into community. Any thoughts from your heart about how you see today happening?
Today is a different day. But a God is calling. And I have met some wonderful people, women that have tried to make Benedict their way of life. And some are successful at times and some are not. Mm-hmm. But I try to keep in touch with them if they have gone. But there's our rule is livable for any human mm-hmm. being.
Yes.
And it's easy.
We have a lot of lay people connected to the community in our oblate program. And now, since we're sort of in the post-pandemic, we've opened our doors. You know, the last couple of Sundays, we had crowds coming for that liturgy. People are known to come and to be with us and pray with us and walk the Benedictine way life wherever they are.
Yes, that was exciting for me to see the numbers that came last week. And part of the numbers were my family. And that was a special tribute
yeah, yeah.
to my my sister and her family. It was her family that came.
Yeah.
And so I've enjoyed every moment yeah. that I've had these past few days.
And the community has, too, welcoming your family. I mean, it's so touching that you were open and shared everything about your family coming and how you feel on your birthday. And I'm just so humbled and special to have received you in this interview, in this podcast.
Oh, thank you, Carolyn.
I know you were nervous about it.
Yes, I don't speak easily. If and when I speak, I want it to be of God.
It certainly was, Norma Jean. You have nothing to fear. God is with us.
Amen.
And I thank you so much for taking time to do this. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Carolyn.
Sister Carolyn on Creation Spirituality is brought to you by the Benedictine Sisters of Erie. Visit eriebenedictines.org to learn more about the impact of Benedictine spirituality in our world and to offer your financial support that helps make our outreach possible.